We will bring the Public Utilities Commission of South Dakota to order. We are in room 414 of the South Dakota Capitol Building. Today is July 30th, 2013, and it's approximately 1 p.m. We are gathered today to for the purpose of a hearing for rulemaking docket 13-001. We will begin the hearing to accept comments regarding the Commission's proposed revisions to its grain and warehouse rules as set forth in our notice of hearing. Persons interested in presenting data, opinions, and arguments for or against the proposed rules may do so by appearing in person today or by sending them in writing to the Commission by August 9th of 2013. After the hearing, the Commission will consider all written and oral comments it receives on the proposed rules. The Commission may modify or amend a proposed rule at that time to include or exclude matters that are described in this notice. Following the time period for written comments, the Commission will make its final decision on the rules in RM 13-001 on August 12 at 11 a.m. We'll now accept comments from the public. And we are here to listen to what your concerns are and suggestions and possibly go through some give and take on questions and answers with, if you have some. So with that, we'll open it up to comments. And we appreciate all of you participating today and being here. Good morning. Please state your name and good afternoon. You're right. We just finished about
40. Good afternoon. I'm Kathy Zander, Executive Director of the South Dakota Grain and Feed Association. Just want to thank you for bringing these rules forward, as we had requested some of those earlier, and we support them in the entirety and hope that you'll adopt them. And I have some members that say they're going to sing in four-part harmony. So also agree.
We'll look forward to that. Thank you very much.
Commissioners, my name is Milt Hancock. I'm here on behalf of South Dakota Association of Cooperatives, South Dakota Feed and Grain, and also as a general manager of Midwest Cooperatives CHS facility, and I also support the proposed rule changes.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hancock. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Jerry Cope. I'm here with South Dakota Grain and Feed Association and as part of Dakota Mill and Grain out of Rapid City. I, too, would like to voice support for all of the proposed changes. I know particularly the voluntary credit sales we've worked hard on as a board. You guys have worked hard on, given some real thoughtful consideration, have some support from people like Farmers Union and encourage your passing of all the rules.
Thank you. You said you were going to sing, and we haven't heard
you. You picked the wrong guy singing here.
We heard.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Craig Haugard. I'm a part of the South Dakota Grain and Feed Association and the grain manager for North Central Farmers Elevator, and wanted to speak in favor of the revisions that are being proposed. Appreciate the work and the thought that has gone into these and would urge that they be adopted.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Travis Anson. I'm producer marketing manager at South Dakota Wheat Growers, and I'm also on the board of the South Dakota Grain and Feed Association. Like the gentleman and Kathy have already said prior to, I also agree with all the changes and would encourage you to adopt those.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Tim Lucan from Hawaii Grain, Oneida, South Dakota, and I also do agree with the changes that you have proposed for this upcoming event.
Thank you. Further testimony? And you are allowed to speak a little longer if you'd like to.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Mike Traxinger, and I serve as the legislative director for the South Dakota Farmers Union. And my comments this afternoon will be on behalf of the South Dakota Farmers Union. So appreciate the opportunity to be here. As has previously been indicated, we do appreciate the work of the Commission on the efforts to rewrite these rules. We also support the revisions with one exception, and the one exception is reflective of the testimony that I had previously given around the voluntary credit sale, specifically on the number of days after the writing in which confirmed is received. As I previously indicated at the last commission hearing where I was at, I'd indicated that Nebraska has a time frame that they use, which is 10 days. And this is something that the Farmers Union Board had discussed extensively around the range of what is a reasonable amount of time. We're talking specifically if the farmer has not or the producer has not signed their contract and the entity, the facility, or specifically the buyer in this situation is going to send out their contract to them, what's a reasonable amount of time for them to respond and be able to react if there's an error, if there's a miscommunication, if there's any sort of instance where, you know, at the end of the day, it could just have been a misunderstanding. And the facility, and I don't know necessarily if this is 100% of the time, I doubt it is, but some of them will record the conversations that take place when a farmer is making an agreement over the phone, if they're in their tractor or in the combine, and that allows the grain facility to have a record of what the agreement was. However, you know, maybe there was a misunderstanding, like I said, or there's a simple error. And the farmer, at the end of the day, doesn't have access necessarily to that record. If it's a mutual error that they both agree upon, obviously that would be rectified. But if there was ever a discrepancy, how would that take place, and who would be, you know, who would be the person that ends up getting or having the disagreement? And so at the end of the day, specifically, what we're looking at is that time frame and what would make sense the most. There was extensive discussion amongst the board. We think 10 days is obviously too long, but at the end of the day, the South Dakota Farmers Union took the position that they thought 5 days would be our recommendation to you all to make a slight change or redraft with this rule. We thought that would be reasonable. If somebody's out there harvesting their grain and they didn't get a chance to check their mail for 2 days, then they would be able to at least have a week, week's time to be able to do so. Also would give them an opportunity to make sure that their agreement is as it would have been that they wanted. So that's our recommendation from South Dakota Farmers Union. We don't think that's unreasonable to extend that time frame just a little bit. And the 2 days, again, if you get into the specifics, when is it received? Is it received when it's at the postal office? Is it when it's time-stamped, date receivable, or is it when it's actually in hand, when it's opened? You know, there's ambiguity in the law, as there would be, and I'm not saying we need to clarify that, but I think you have to allow a little flexibility. And to further indicate the point, this is not going to affect everybody. I mean, the instances of this happening are probably very, very minuscule. But at the end of the day, I think we should be allowed to give the producer the benefit of the doubt to have just a little bit more time frame in the heat of harvest when they're busy and doing things to be able to at least give them a reasonable amount of time. And that's why the Farmers Union took the position at the end of the day to recommend 5 days versus two. So with that, we support the rest of the rules as recommended and appreciate your time.
Thank you. Commissioner Nelson, do you have a question?
If I might ask a question. My gut agrees with you on that the 48 hours is too low. But what I'm bothered by is if we do change to 5 days, obviously then we've got a disparity between the rule that we have passed and the statute that the legislature has passed. And so I've got a concern as to how the Rules Review Committee is going to look at that and simply having that disparity there. I'm not comfortable with that. Could you address that?
Very good question, Commissioner. I appreciate the opportunity to answer the question. I've looked at the differences in the proposed rule and the statute of frauds that's on the books. And obviously this goes back to the Martin Moss case and how the judge ruled specifically. But what you're doing with this rule is specific to voluntary credit sale contracts. If you look at the statute of frauds, and you very well know this, it's with respect to the sale of grain, sorghums, bean, and oilseed, which I think is more encompassing of the sale of grain in general. And I'm using the word grain to encompass the rest of the mentioned commodities. And this revision, while it might appear it would be in conflict, I think there's an argument that you could say this obviously only applies to voluntary credit sales with the 5 days. And the statute of frauds comes into play at the end of the day if there was, you know, a challenge to the agreement. If you're trying to prove that there's a contract, then you use the statute of frauds to be able to indicate that there was. And so I think your voluntary credit rule would be your first option with the statute of frauds as your second option. So again, and based on case law now with the Martinmaw case, a judge would generally look to that case law to answer the question of which statute or which law would apply, meaning it would generally be that administrative rule. And so I think that there's, obviously there's that conflict. I think this would be a reasonable alternative to look at. I think you would not run into a conflict, and then potentially if we feel that there is a conflict, we would look at the legislature to also change the statute if we feel, if the commission decided to go one way or another with this.
Yeah, and I appreciate that, and I'm not sure that there's a conflict, because you're right, there are two separate purposes for two distinct kind of contracts, as the judge has made clear to us. I guess where I'm bothered is the legislature seemed to think that 48 hours was okay for one type of contract, and so for us to say no, 5 days is really the right answer, I'm not sure how they're going to respond to that. That's where my hang-up is, and obviously we're not going to settle that question today, but I appreciate your coming forward. But if I don't support you, it's because I've got that concern. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone further wishing to address the Commission on the Rules? Please step forward. Yes, they're looking for a soprano right now.
Good afternoon. Once again, in Pierre, South Dakota, usually traffic is easy to get across until the train comes through at about 2 to 1. If you're in the wrong spot, you're kind of stuck for a while, so apologies for being late. Commissioners, members of the board, my name is Brenda Foreman. I'm Executive Director for South Dakota Association of Cooperatives, and come before you today to support the proposed rules as written. At a recent board meeting, we did go through the information. Mr. Milhoff was able to attend the meeting, visit with the board about the changes, and went through them. And my board is unique in one aspect, as we have both producers and co-op managers that sit on the board. And following that discussion, with both of them present at the board meeting, the board did take the position to support the rules as proposed. And so I think within that, that says a lot from both the producer standpoint and the management standpoint of the businesses that these rules will impact. We have worked with PUC on this issue. We have gone through a lot of the questions and do truly appreciate your guys' willingness to look at both our concerns, address those, and making the situations improve for both our producers and the businesses that operate under them. Again, we would like the rules to say just as they are. I did not hear the previous testimonies, so I do apologize for that. Mr. Traxinger appeared to look at maybe changing the dates allowed. We would prefer that they stay where they're at right now. For many rules, especially some of the volatility that you see within the system. So within that, we would encourage you to pass the rules as presented and would stand by for any questions. And again, apologize for my lateness. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Any further testimony? It's going to be a lot quicker session than I thought it was going to be. Anyone last opportunity to chat? If not, we will close the hearing. Unless one of the commissioners has something that they are compelled to say. If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I have a motion to adjourn. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hanson votes aye. We are adjourned, and we'd like to say thank you to everyone who's traveled here today and who's participated. We appreciate your comments and information. A reminder that up until August 9th, you have the opportunity to submit written information to us on this issue. Thank you very much.